You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doing the same things, hoping to be a better person. Expecting the same things out of the externals, hoping that would be different. The only way that you can conquer yourself and to move past this is the renewing of one's mind.
In order for a man to gain his life, he must lose his life. So you've got to be willing to die to who you are now, to give birth to who you are to become.
Understand just how hard it is to work every single day to try to be great. Everybody is excited in the beginning. Like New Year, everybody started in January, gym's back. Every year, you get to February and March, habits matter. Habits matter. Principles matter. How you view what you're doing and trying to accomplish matters.
If you want to achieve success, you're going to have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is pleasure. On the other side of pain is success.
Those who have left their mark in this world believe that they were chosen for something great. And a lot of us think that it's just the special ones who get to live out their dreams. It's not those who are special. It's those who believe. It's not those who are magically chosen. It's those who choose to be chosen.
Epictetus's question was, how much longer are you going to wait to demand the best of yourself? We all know we have potential. We all know we have things we need to stop doing. We all know we have things that we should start doing, but we tell ourselves we'll do it later. But will you?
So tell yourself the truth about the situation that you're in. That's what we need to do. And it should hurt a little bit, by the way. It should hurt a little bit. There should be aspects of your life that you know you can improve upon. That should hurt a little bit. Here's the cool thing. Take ownership of those things, and guess what? Doesn't hurt at all. Now guess who's in control? You are. But if you're having trouble finding discipline, start by telling yourself the truth about what's going on.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Figure out what you want. Write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that. Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like, if I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward.
Let me tell you a secret. No one does when they begin. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clear as you work on them. You just have to get started. The idea of a single eureka moment is a dangerous lie. It makes us feel inadequate because we feel like we haven't had ours yet. And it prevents people with seeds of good ideas from ever getting started in the first place. Be prepared to be misunderstood. Anyone working on a big vision is going to get called crazy, even if you end up right. In our society, we often don't take on big things because we're so afraid of making mistakes that we ignore all the things wrong today if we do nothing.
People should know that you never will be able to go through life without failures. Failures make us learn. Failures make you stronger. Pain makes you stronger. So I think all of that is good.
Write everything you want on a piece of paper. everything. I don't care. Use your wildest imagination. If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff then came true.
It's easier to live a life you hate than it is to live a life you love. Doing what you love can be hard because we live in a world that encourages the opposite. But that doesn't mean it's right for you. No one can decide what struggle or success looks like in someone else's life. You get to choose that. And if you don't, then society will decide for you.
People will belittle your plan. People will tell you that you have the wrong vision. People will tell you that it will not work. But here's the thing. It's not their vision. It's your vision. It wasn't given to them, but there will be people who will try to tear it down. Who will tell you you don't have what it takes. Who will tell you that this is impossible. Who will tell you that you need to be realistic. But nothing great has ever happened from being realistic in their own hearts. Small minds cannot see a big plane.
The higher you fly, the deeper you fall. Okay? So if you want to fly high, do it. But if you fly high without somebody telling you before you're starting the flight that there will also come the descent, then I think it's kind of blind. Just keep it in mind that there is something in our lifetime which is always balancing out.
This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold, right? That life is about happiness. Mm-hmm. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy.
When you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. A lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. A big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it.
If you can dream it, it can potentially become yours.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With the right energy input, the amount of work ethic necessary, and a good attitude, understand that you have one life. How you live it is your choice, but life will pass you by. You don't want to be the person that wakes up 30, 40, 50 years from now and regrets what they did.
I never like to look back. Because it just, there's really not much in it for me, right? It's just, I always like to look forward. Do I want to look out the windshield or do I want to look through the rear? I rather look forward because I know where I'm going then, rather than always looking in the back.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generation. And the only way that bill gets paid off is you got to be willing to make the hardest decisions.
The energy required to start doing something is way more than the energy required to continue doing the thing. And that the beginning of doing anything results in the lowest amount of reward, both internal and external, than when you've been doing it for ages.
The only reason why you're not living the life that you actually want to live is because you keep on feeding the life that you don't want to live. Day by day, keep on feeding the life that you don't want to live.
That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. It's telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
You got to do something, man. Right? If years and years pass and you're just the same dude, then you're not really living in a way. I kind of feel like you're just being pushed through life.
I think people are where they deserve to be. And if you look at what they did over the last 10 years, their life is going to look exactly what it should look like. If you can't become aware of your own internal dialogue, and you can't start to have control over your own internal dialogue, and you can't start to tell the bitch voice that you have in your head to sit the f*** down and shut up, you're going to have a very hard time making any year your year.
In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. All the answers are in there. You have to live in suffering and pain and failure all the time. You have to learn, I need to visit it.
I'm not gonna negotiate with my goal. Like, I've been negotiating sometimes with my goal. The time in my life where I'm most successful, there's no negotiation.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop, they ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. Grind every day, 1 foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, you're going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to fucking be remembered? That's it.
Nobody can destroy you if you won't let them.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win.
Gotta f***ing fight. It's hard. It's hard as f***. You're gonna have days where you don't want to do anything. You're gonna have days where getting out of bed is the hardest motherfucking thing you ever did in your life. You gotta get the f*** up, and you gotta get in the f***ing fight.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. You've really got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. Go from average to fortune, you must get serious. And you must get serious about 2 very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be?
You got to keep working. Your time's going to come, trust me.
Just keep working. You're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working.
You gotta work. Your time is gonna happen. You're here for a reason. But you gotta be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors that perhaps are very uncomfortable to you. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change.
I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because life changes so quick. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something. Right? But when you think about it, it's like when we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of life, we really don't have any control. We can control what we possess. Emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, breathe, or sleep, I can work with you. Most people don't want it that badly. You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. And you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything. That's who I want to work with. To get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.